The Second Stain. Chapter 1. The Missing Document. The case which I call the Second Stain was one of the most important cases of Sherlock Holmes's career. It was important for our country because it involved a diplomatic secret. But it was important to us because the reputation of a fine woman was in danger. We thought that Holmes needed to solve the case to save our country from a war. But in the end, we realized that, in fact, he had saved someone's career and someone's marriage. This is what happened. One Tuesday morning, Holmes and I were visited in our sitting room in Baker Street by two famous men. One was Mr. Trelawney Hope, the Minister for European Affairs in our government. He was still quite a young man, and everyone expected great things from him in the future. He was a clever man and a handsome man, although on that morning he looked worried. Our other visitor was even more important, and he looked worried too. He was our Prime Minister, the head of our government, Lord Bellinger. He was a thin, elderly man with wonderful eyes. He looked like someone who was used to having great power.
"Mr. Holmes, we have a problem," the Minister for European Affairs said. "I have lost something, and I hope you'll be able to help me find it. As soon as I knew that it was missing, at 8 o'clock this morning, I told Lord Bellinger about the problem. He suggested that you were the person that we should consult. A document has disappeared from my house, and it is extremely important that we find it quickly. Will you help us?"
"Have you told the police about this?" Holmes asked.
"No, sir, we have not told the police."
It was Lord Bellinger who answered, and he spoke firmly.
"We have not told them, and we will not tell them. Mr. Holmes, if we tell the police about this, then soon the newspapers will know about it. If we tell the police, we tell the public, and it is most important that this problem remains a secret. It must not be made public."
"And why is secrecy so important in this case?" Holmes asked.
"Because the peace of Europe may depend on it,"
the Prime Minister replied seriously.
"The person who has taken the document wants to make trouble for our country and for several countries in Europe. This person will try to make the contents of the document public as soon as possible."
"I understand," said Holmes. "And now I will ask Mr. Hope to tell us all he knows about this disappearance."
"There is not much to tell you," the minister said. "The document was a letter from the ruler of a foreign country. I must not tell you which country. The letter was received in my ministry 6 days ago. It was so secret that I kept it in my safe at the ministry during the daytime, and I took it home with me each evening. I live in Whitehall Terrace, which is close to my ministry," he continued. "At home, I kept the letter in my dispatch box, which is always locked when I am not working on its contents. The dispatch box is kept in my bedroom, which is on the second floor of my house. The letter was in the box last night. I'm sure of that, because I looked at it while I was dressing for dinner. The box is kept on a small table beside my bed," he went on. "I'm a light sleeper. I wake easily if there is any noise. My wife is also a light sleeper. We're both sure that no one entered our bedroom during the night, and yet, this morning, the letter was no longer in my dispatch box."
"At what time did you have your dinner yesterday evening? And at what time did you go to bed?" Holmes asked.
"We ate at 7:30, Hope replied, "and we went to bed at 11:30. My wife went out to the theatre after dinner, and I read in my library until she returned."
"So the dispatch box was unguarded for 4 hours," Holmes said.
Yes, but no one is allowed to enter our bedroom except for two servants, my wife's maid and my valet, Hope said. They have both been with us for many years. We trust them both completely. And of course, they didn't know that there was anything especially important in the dispatch box last night.
Who knew about the letter? Holmes asked.
No one in our house knew about it, the minister answered. Even my wife knew nothing about it until this morning when I told her that it was missing.
How many people in Britain knew about the letter?
Holmes asked next. The most important members of our government knew about it, Hope replied. And two or three officials who work in my ministry also knew about it. Except for those, and they are all used to keeping important secrets, no one in Britain knew. And now it is I myself who have let this secret escape. For a moment, the sudden despair in his voice and on his face showed us his true feelings. Then he continued, more quietly again. And outside Britain, I'm sure that only the writer himself knew about it. I'm in regular contact with his ministers by telegram, and none of them has mentioned the letter. If they had known about it, they certainly would have contacted me.
Have any documents disappeared from your house before this? Holmes asked.
No, never, Hope replied. Never.